We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Julius, what a game. In fact, your stat line has never been accomplished in Knicks history. And after your 19-point third quarter, I saw RJ kind of cooling you down. What was working so well for you tonight?
I was playing off instinct. Open shooter, if not, drive it. Try to create plays for others, and worked out well.
And look, this is a second straight win. And second straight game, you guys have gone down to that nine-man rotation. Also, improved defense on the three-point line. I mean, you guys held them 6 of 36 from three. What type of flow do you feel like this team is in right now?
That's two straight games of holding teams under 100. So that's always going to be a recipe for success. As long as we continue to do that, take pride in the defensive end. We play well offensively all year, so we'll continue to stack up wins like these.
And just a dominant win against this Hawks team, and Trae Young, who I don't know if you noticed, was wearing sneakers in Knicks colors that said the King of Broadway. What's your reaction specifically after this win?
I love Trae, man. He's a good kid. It's all fun and games and competition. I'm just happy that we got the win tonight.
Congrats. Thanks so much, Julius.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, John. I know we tried this in the past. I'm going to try it again. I have both Cam Reddish quotes if you'd like to. I actually do think he gives some. He refutes the trade request like completely. So give me one.
Was
second.
A trade request? A so trade the, request still hasn't been reported.
The what Bondi said today.
Bondi said the team and Cam Reddish's representatives are working to find him a new home.
If that's all that there is, then he would agree with you.
It's the same thing that Berman reported said, yeah. This summer, which and Cam was able to honestly look in the cameras after that report and said, I never requested the trade because I don't believe he's requested a trade.
So let's hear the first one. Hopefully we can actually hear it.
Okay.
You came here looking for an opportunity and seemed to get it. How hard is it to understand that, you know, you left Atlanta looking for an opportunity?
Of course, that's like the point that it I swear to God. So what he, if I can paraphrase, what he says,
go for it,
is that this is where that's the nature of the beast comment comes from. And he says that he's learning the business side of the NBA early. And then he goes on to say, I'm just going to sit here, be a good teammate. And the coach is going to do what he wants to do. Like he was actually, I left very like empathetic. Like this is the best face you could put on in this type of situation, especially with your former team in the building. The other clip. So Bagley asks him about the trade request. And he was like, y'all know more than me. I haven't sent out a trade request. I'm at the home chilling. And I like, if they're going to trade me, they'll trade me. But I haven't requested to leave this team yet. So.
Okay. I think he's handled it pretty well. I have a lot of sympathy for Cam Reddish because he was playing pretty well for this team, playing starters minutes. He was a big part of what they were doing. And then he got hurt and he lost his job. Mm-hmm. And he came back and he had a reduced role and played three games, not particularly well. And now he's out. Like that should not happen. And in a better situation with a team that had better thought out what the hell they were doing in a situation that the Knicks are in when they acquire a 21-year-old. Well, he was 21 when they acquired him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you should have a longer runway. But this front office was hired under the guise of, we're going to win you games, James. We're going to win you games, and that's all we're going to do. We're going to win and win and win and win and win and win and win. And then you hire a coach, win. And the plan, they double down and triple down on that plan after the first offseason and the second offseason. Like, those are all realities. And all of those realities make me have sympathy for Cam Reddish that he got traded to this team as opposed to a different team that would have given him a much longer runway and a much wider, you know, much wider room to make mistakes and like spread his wings and like see what happens, you know? You know, but like the only thing I push back on with the Cam Hive is like, we have not seen evidence of this player as a pro, and even going back to Duke, where it's like, oh my God, not like taking this player out of the rotation is the most egregious thing on the face of the earth. Like that's the one thing where I have to pump the brakes on.
I think and this might just be how I feel about it, and it's more like I like how many wings the Knicks were ending up with. You know, I think all of us were, just the fact that you have Cam, you have Quickly, you have Grimes.
Sure. Yeah. Great.
That idea of like, oh, a second look, if you wanted to switch everything is an option. And it's almost just a matter of circumstance. And unfortunately it hurts Cam that this team's biggest issue was defense, and Tibbs had to try and find the best possible defensive lineup, and who has higher defensive upside, Cam Reddish or Quentin Grimes, Reddish or Deuce McBride.
But it's not the fucked up thing. The truly fucked up thing is that if you take the overall Cam Reddish sample size this year and the overall RJ Barrett sample size this year, and you say, which would the Knicks be a better team? Mm-hmm. With Cam Reddish playing all of RJ's minutes or RJ's playing all of RJ's minutes? And even you could go a step further and say, moving forward, take the contract out of it, take the name out of it, take the pedigree, take all of the narrative out of it. Which do you think would be a better team?
I think that's also a lot of the energy coming from said hit Cam Hive.
Okay, great.
You know, unrealistic to expect they're going to bench the guy they just gave an extension to.
Exactly, you know? And it so much of it comes back to this summer and the ills of this summer, which is why I will continue to double and triple and quadruple down on the fact that so many of the issues that are facing this team right now are a result of they got to the finish line and then they tripped over their own 2 feet and they smacked their head against the ground before they crossed the finish line.
Yeah, no, I disagree. I think any silver lining I'll take from this is last year when we were having questions about why Cam wasn't here, it was like, why Cam wasn't in the rotation? It was like, why would he be? He was terrible in the limited sample size we saw. And then all summer, any factoring in of Cam in the conversation, we were like, he's not in the conversation. And now there's an actual, like, you know what? He didn't play bad enough to lose his job. He's just a victim of circumstance. And, you know, you hope the organization does right by him, finding him on another team in the not too distant future. We can reset here.
Okay. We have any more super chats?
We have so many super chats.
Oh, okay,
I just jumped on at a certain point for the beginning of part
two. Hang out for a bit if you
sure.
Can. Hang out for the rest of the show. Download the WinBet app. Reminder, or visit www.winbet.com to start winning. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. Download Bet Win. I mean, $100 of betting money. What's better than that? Go to winbet.com. Come on, you could do it. King of Broadway, baby.
I'm so glad that turned out the way it did.
What a fucking idiot that
it's,
guy
it's,
is.
You can't do that and then come out and have that performance. You then can't get blown out and like run off the court. Or you don't play the fourth quarter, you know?
Played as many fourth quarter minutes as we did.
I believe this is the next comment. And we go back to Kevin.
Kevin Danishevsky. Oh, goodness. Come on, Kev. RJ, I'm going to use a different word. Stinks. I'm sorry. I'd rather keep Randall and see what he was without RJ and trade RJ at this point. Randall's really good when he's on and RJ is good. And RJ's good is inefficient.
God.
Oh, I see. When Randall's... like when Randle is good, he's really good. He's efficient. He's like awesome, like he was tonight. When RJ is good, he's still inefficient. Trade him to a tanking team next year. You're going too far for me, Kev. Look, everybody wants me to pile on RJ. I'm not going to do it. He's in a bad place right now, and I disagree that he can't be efficient. RJ Barrett can be efficient. We've seen RJ Barrett be efficient, and I think the most disappointing part about this year is it felt like we were trending towards a more efficient RJ with what we saw over the last three and a half months of last year, where it's like, okay, the assists ticking up a little bit, free throws ticking up a lot, fewer of those horrendous shots that have no chance of going in, even though the degree of difficulty is going up because he's taking on a larger share of the offense. All of those things. It felt like we were trending in this direction, and now we've gone backwards.
Jeez, John. Why do you love RJ Barrett? Why do you love RJ Barrett so much? We get it.
I've never not believed in him as a useful component, primary component on a good team. You know?
I mean, hopefully easier competition, a rotation that seems to not be changing anytime soon will lead to him finding some type of consistency too, you know? But we'll see.
I like it. S. Arthur, let's be fair. RJ had a rough game, 4-for-13, but so did Brunson, 2-for-14. Brunson was arguably worse. I thought the worst Brunson game of the season. Not good. Bad. Forgive me for not harping on Brunson's bad game when he's the only reason that the Knicks are in this season.
Although this doesn't add to the tally of wins the Knicks would have if not for Jalen Brunson.
So now we could say that the Knicks would have what, 5 wins without Jalen Brunson?
Six? I'm trying to think of the fourth and fifth. This is the third.
Let's be kind and say five.
Fine. Five.
Thanks, S. Arthur. Bopped you. Kind of crazy. The opposing team only has to guard 4 players when Deuce is on the floor. Man, I did not see the shards coming for Deuce tonight. Great win, though. Hashtag sell high and trade redacted. Deuce needs to be an offensive player. Otherwise, he's not an NBA rotation player. He needs to make shots. But, again, this is something that I think if you choose to be perturbed about this as a member of the Cam Hive, you are somewhat within your rights, which is that, Deuce is allowed to work through some very glaring offensive issues. Why can't Cam work through, you know, these things? I think a little bit of it is just like positionally, they like having that, like having another small guard out there who can defend the point of attack. That's a Deuce specialty. Cam, as we've seen, does not defend the point of attack as well. And I think that's an area of struggle for the Knicks. But it's a contract, you know. Deuce is under contract for another year, and then they have his restricted rights. Cam is entering restricted free agency this summer. So, yeah.
Two things. One, we said this after the Cleveland game that the benching of Rose and Cam, if it was temporary, you'll tolerate Deuce being in the road. You'll tolerate going to a 9-man rotation if it's for Deuce, not if Derrick Rose comes back. Which is why, that's the compromise, I guess, I've made. That it's like, I like the 9-man rotation. I would probably put Cam over Deuce, but I understand why they're not. And it actually, shout out to Schwinn. He had a good thread today. It was like, I would play Cam over Deuce, but this actually could be a fun team that's built with all guys that we drafted and are young and have a lot of upside and might actually be entertaining to watch over the next
month or so. How about having a fucking identity?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to deal with those guards. I got to deal with 80 minutes of Deuce quickly. I mean, again, we'll see how much longer quickly is here, but I got to deal with 80 minutes of Deuce quickly and Grimes. Like, that's not fun. I don't want to do. And then Mitchell Robinson at the backstop. Like, if you can get essentially 2 of those 3 players on the floor for almost all the game and you get Mitch in there.
Mm-hmm.
I love this quote from Deuce. Shout out to Fred Katz. On his season high 6 assists, the basketball has magic in it. getting everybody a touch, getting everybody a feel. That's how I get into a good rhythm, seeing others play well. Like, they've pretty clearly drafted guys that have a certain approach to this, to the game, and which is why the quickly stuff is so annoying. And, you know, you, man, I'm
hasn't happened yet.
I know. I just, I'm
with you on the,
I know,
frustration of the idea, you know,
very,
but it hasn't happened yet. The other thing, what are you drinking? Chat wants to know.
I'm drinking some, this is very good. This is some Jean Marie Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2020 from California. It's a moderately priced Pinot Noir. I think it's like 2022, something like that.
Hmm.
I'm a big Pinot Noir guy. I don't love all of them. This is quite good, and I like this brand, Jean Marie. So, yeah.
For those who care, I'm drinking sugar-free Red Bull out of a Rangers souvenir cup. Let's go Rangers.
Giddy up.
Next couple are Hush Zoo, and with this, with the tone you recognize from behalf of
listen
the, of the Cam Hive,
the passion, man, the passion, yeah, is there.
I get it.
Hushu, where is this Cam bad defensive performance stretch? The Mavs game, sure, I 100% agree with. He was bad, but the Grizzlies in Detroit, then before that, he was killing it. I think Cam.
Wait, there's more.
Okay. Like, seriously, can the guy off one game, like, come on, man, you're better than this. What's going on with Cam is egregious, and I'd like you to call it out. I can't, what, like, is there any more?
There's one more. But okay. You react. I got to scroll down to get it.
No, because, like, why is it egregious? Like, why is it, oh, here we go. Where's the inconsistency? He's one lowest in touches usage. Look over his stats. The only bad offensive stretch was when he was propelled to the starting lineup for three games. The offense, let's, oh, and one then more.
One more.
I need to preface, I don't think he's next Paul George or a star, but he's been a good wing and not build his trade value or anything as some LOL Knicks. Okay. Try to take all this in stride. One, his offensive numbers are what they are. They're fine. They're probably a little bit worse than fine. His 3-point percentage is pretty much what it's been throughout his career, which is not great. He's had stretches where he's hit threes. He's had stretches where he hasn't hit threes. If you're a wing in the NBA today and you can't hit threes, your ceiling is limited. I think there is at least a question as to whether Cam Reddish is ever going to be a consistent 3-point shooter. That's number one. Two, I'm done with the creation upside. There is no creation upside. He looks like a guy who has never played basketball before when he, as shout out to Benji for the video on the difference between when Cam takes two or fewer dribbles and when Cam takes more than a few dribbles. Different player in terms of his effectiveness on offense. He's a guy you hope he's going to hit his threes. He's good from the corners. He can attack a closeout. Looks great on some closeouts. Looks fantastic in transition. Is that a mildly interesting offensive player? Yes. Is it a guy who you figure could probably get 20, 25 minutes for most teams in the league? Yes. Then you go to the defense, and I would really have to sit here and rewatch the Grizzlies game and the Pistons game. The Grizzlies game in particular, I'm going to put that on Thibodeau because Thibodeau is the one who had him guarding the point of attack, but it did exploit a unfortunate reality, which is that Cam Reddish is not a guy who you're going to put at the point of attack and have him shut down guys who initiate most NBA offenses. He's a guy who's, you're going to guard, you're going to slide him up on some of the bigger wings. And even then, like, he's good. He's solid. He's solid. Off ball, he's not quickly. He's nowhere. No one on this team is quickly off ball. But off ball, like, he makes mistakes. He has errors. Like, go back and watch the tape. I'm going to sound like Thibodeau here.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
Yeah. Like, going back and rewatching, you see 2, 3, 4 Cam plays every game where it's like, eh, that wasn't great. Again, nobody's perfect. Still better than most of the defenders on this team. Hell of a lot better than RJ. Hell of a lot better than Randall. Hell of a lot better than Brunson. We are picking nits over this player because of the situation he is in with his contract and with this roster and where they are. For me to sit here and go, this organization should be ashamed of itself for the fact that Cam Reddish is not getting minutes, That's one thing. And I think there was some validity to that point. But if you accept the premise, which sitting here today, if I got up here every day and after every game and I spouted the same shit, which I could have been spouting for the last 3 years, which is that these people don't have a fucking clue as to how to run a basketball team. They should be going in this direction. Instead, they're going in this other direction. And I said the same thing after every game. Well, that would get kind of boring. I have to accept the premise for what it is. And the premise for what it is they're trying to win basketball games. And they're trying to win basketball games this season. If that is the premise, I cannot sit here and I can't lose my fucking mind over the fact that Cam Reddish is out of the rotation. I can't do it. Is it unfortunate for the kid? Yes. Very unfortunate. Highly unfortunate. I'll go back to the same thing I said before as a closing point here, which is that the league tells you what you have. And they've been talking about him since the summer. They talked about him at the trade deadline last year. Nobody values this guy in the way that you, with all due respect, and those of your ilk seem to value him. So it's either the 29 other teams don't know what the fuck they're talking about and they're missing something that's so obvious, or maybe some people in this fan base are a little bit higher on this player than is reasonable. I don't know what else I can say other than that.
Well said. I have much to add. I think you hit on the situation really dictating why Cam's out of the rotation, because there is a world where the Knicks don't care about wins and just care about developing him. And that's not this world, which is why the situation is what's unfortunate. Not,
they should be in that world.
Yeah, they should be, but they're not.
I have to add one more caveat. If they were in that world, they would have made the fucking 19th pick in the 2021 draft and drafted a player themselves.
Yeah.
And grew that player. And we would never be having the Cam conversation because they wouldn't have gotten the pick that they used to get Cam, which they didn't want to begin with. But we're not in that world. We don't live in that world. We live in a world where James Dolan wants an entertaining product on his court. He never wanted to tank. He wanted wins. Hire Leon Rose. Leon Rose is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you wins. Here we are.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if I'd go as far as LOL Knicks, but now only time will tell. If he goes to another team and they unlock him, and I think we'll be the first to say, man, the Knicks really missed that one. Let's get to that world first before we call it now, like, that they are in malpractice form, you know?
My God, you talk about me leaning into the bit. Zach Lowe on his podcast with David Fetterman 2 days ago or yesterday, whenever the podcast dropped, like they were bringing up fake Lakers trades. And then Cam Reddish's name came up. And Zach is like, for some reason, the Lakers have an obsession with Cam Reddish, you know? And then Dave politely reminded Zach that who are Cam's reps? Oh, it's Clutch. Oh, yes. Okay. Now it makes sense. Like, you want to tell me Zach Lowe doesn't know what he's talking about? Okay, you could do that. I'm not going to. Like, this is just what this player is.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I guarantee you, if and when Cam gets dealt for a return that is not the same as what the Knicks gave up for him, the Knicks will get clowned for the transactions in totality. They will not get clowned for, like, oh my God, the Knicks don't know what they're doing, that they had this player and they give up on him. Like, no one's going to say that.
I don't think so either. And it's the same. It's literally the same argument we heard about Frank, that he's being misused and he's on his second team, in not in a 10-man rotation of a team that could probably use some defense right now, you know? So.
Jason Feldman, John, is the deuce loose? I'll hang up and listen. I guess. Is this what the deuce being loose looks like? I'd like him to hit some more shots.
Can he hit shots in the next game? He was tremendous tonight.
This is not a good... The Hawks are not playing a good... They're not a good team right now.
They're not.
You know? And against good teams, it is... I think it's really tough. It's tough to survive when one of your backcourt players is not a threat offensively. And for what it's worth, I would not be shocked if a backup upgrade is coming at some point.
We'll see.
We shall see. Requiem Gaming, hello from the land of enchantment. Can we get the 4 seed this year? You know what? Shit, at this point. The way the East is,
they're a game behind in the loss column. Yes, they could get the 4 seed this year. Dare to dream from the land of enchantment.
I mean, there's 3 really good teams in the East, and then everybody kind of like can't get out of their own way.
If I had to look ahead, Brooklyn and Philly would be the teams I'd expect to be ahead of the Knicks. Same thing for Toronto. After that, look at what Atlanta is right now. Look at what Miami is right now. I don't expect, like, Indiana has still been outscored this season.
Indiana's going to listen. They're trying.
They might also have some chicanery happen and suddenly Halliburton's out for the rest of the season.
No, there will be chicanery in Indiana. You could bet on that. They're going to fall out of it. We'll see if Chicago has some, has some pride here. I don't know. I'm going to be very curious to see what happens with those 2 Bulls games next week.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the Knicks get an opportunity to put a team out of its misery and help themselves in the process. Back-to-back wins in Chicago. That would be interesting. Washington, I'll buy Washington still as a real team. And Atlanta. I think Atlanta figures it out.
Okay.
To an extent.
We'll see. Hey guys, quick break to tell you about WinBet, the official sports book of Knicks Film School. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Win Rewards on WinBet. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, the WNBA, college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet 100, win 100. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com to start winning. Download, bet, win. It's that simple.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Brian Benjamin, knowing what you know now, would you still draft RJ? Do you really want me to answer that question? I mean, Darius Garland's an all-star. I don't know how to answer that question.
So they do these redrafts all the time during the offseason. RJ's dropped in every redraft I've seen since, like, the last two summers, you know? RJ's like the fifth or sixth or seventh pick. Like, Tyler Hero gets taken over him in a lot of redrafts.
Yeah, and like, I don't, you know, I'm not a big Hero guy. I'm still not a big Hero guy. He has massive issues defensively, and he always will, because he just physically... I think the Garland conversation is like, that's probably over. Like,
yeah,
Darius Garland's fucking awesome.
Call it the Cavs now. Do they trade you Darius Garland for RJ Barrett? There's the conversation.
They should call the Cavs right now. Hey, you guys got Mitchell.
We'll take Garland.
We're gonna help you guys out. We're gonna put you over the top. You want that big wing? Do we have an offer for you?
There you go.
Sean Ford, don't look now. The Knicks are up to 19th in defensive rating. Yes. Hashtag Quentin Grimes, hashtag Deuce. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I am looking now. Wambler, Cam belongs on the floor for a team going for Victor.
Jesus.
But he was a good player, you know? Now, Cam with like a 25 usage rate, yes, belongs on.
Yes, yes. Look, I do think there is a role for him on this team, but I don't. We've prefaced all of it. We think that Quentin Grimes gives them a higher defensive upside. Quentin Grimes has also like earned the starting two guard spot, and if Cam isn't going to be anything close to what he was in the starting unit as a backup, then they're seeing what they have in Deuce.
They
went from 25th in defense to 15th or 19th in two games.
They never wanted that fucking pick.
You know?
They thought they were going to flip Cam for more than they'd be able to flip the pick for going forward.
If you're looking for the other side of the coin here.
Ben L. Cam doesn't deserve this outrage. It's mind-boggling. Layup attempts, doesn't pass, can't hit threes consistently. Especially when Quentin Grimes is as good at defense, plus a better shot. I mean, like, Grimes is a better player. You know, there's any question about that. Oh my God, Utah just beat Golden State.
I just saw the box score, yeah.
I have it on. I didn't see the final shot, but like, miraculous that they won this game. I think this was a wild last few minutes because there was like some scuffle on the floor that I noticed. Man, talk about the Jazz. Give Will Hardy coach of the year. Yeah, thanks, Ben. I don't disagree with that.
Damn it.
Danny K.
I had the Warriors money line.
What?
Shout out WinBet. I had the Warriors money line, so that makes me upset.
You good thing you didn't watch the end of this. You would be pulling your hair out right now.
Yes, clearly. Yes.
Tibbs deserves credit for giving Quentin Grimes minutes over Cam and Evan Fournier. Like, you know, I don't know what credit to give Tibbs for what's gone on versus the blame to give him for what's gone on. Have we not been saying for a while he's like 25 other coaches in the NBA, which is like he's a coach that when, you know, he could look pretty good sometimes and other times he could look not so good. He's probably not the root cause of any of your problems and he's probably not going to be like the biggest part of any of your solutions. Yeah.
By the way, the rest of this comment, we left at 4 seed and didn't finish the rest of the comment. So shout out to Requiem Gaming, the Remnant.
Oh, yeah. Please keep... So, hello again from the Land of Enchantment. Can we get the 4 seed this year? Yes, clearly. Please keep quickly. Defeat the Monstars. Give Emmanuel quickly his joy back. Hashtag G League Fairy sighting.
What's up, G League Fairy?
I forgot that one. That was a good moment for me. I hope they keep quickly. I so badly do.
This was red.
Yeah, we read that. And Anthony Sixto, thank you for the contribution. Teams better than the Knicks are losing to teams missing key pieces. For the most part, we are winning games we're supposed to win. The upcoming stretch gives them a shot at a larger win streak despite the noise. That's a sensible comment to me. And boy, has there been a lot of noise. Again, it's the how, it's not the what. It's how they lost the Thunder game. It's how they lost the Boston game. It's how they lost the first Atlanta game. It's how they lost the Brooklyn game. It's how they lost the Dallas game. You know, should they have lost all of those games? Like, it's argument, yeah, you know, but, or is it egregious that they lost any of those games to those teams? Like, no, but like it, you know, it's the how. And that's what got James Dolan riled up. And that's what gets the fan base riled up. Kevin Danishevsky with one more. No diss to Emmanuel Quickly, but is Quentin Grimes the best New York draft pick since? Grimes is the best Knick draft pick since. Whew. Well, I mean, like, I guess, like, bang for your buck. So, like, I guess I'm not going Porzingis here.
Porzingis is a really good pick. It could be KP, yeah. Can we also talk about this in a month? Like, I like Grimes, but can we see a month?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, if this keeps going, and he needs to shoot it. Like, we all of us, me, like, make Quentin Grimes' shot out to be a given, right? Oh, the shot's a given. Shot's coming, right? Everybody's like, oh, if you're worried about, if all you're worried about is Quentin Grimes' shot, you have nothing to worry about. Well, you still got to see it, right? I know he's 5-for-7 tonight. His percentages for the year still are not great. I know he shot it great last year. He's always shot it. I believe the shot is a given, but we do have to see it. Now, if the shot continues to be what we think it's going to be, the defense is not going anywhere. The other stuff that he does is not going anywhere because, like, it's not like we're seeing crazy, like, mid-range shooting or creation or any of that. Like, he is playing within himself as an offensive player. These are skills he's had since high school when he was a combo guard, when he's a heavily recruited combo guard. So, like, it's just like, if the shot is there and the shot is consistent, like, oh boy, then we could have a conversation. We're almost there, Kev. Busy. Just popping in to say, I can't be real excited about winning to a depleted team. Missing 3 of its 5 starters was anticlimactic. So no Murray, no Collins, and no Hunter. All right. Look, that's fair. You got a lot of people on board with you, Busy.
I'm just going to respond to a comment. Mensa's. So I originally went into tonight's betting and sweating with, because we went 3-for-4 tonight. I'm the one that missed because I said Quentin Grimes 2 steals and he got 0. The other one I was debating, which I told everybody on Patreon on playback, was Julius Randle 3s or Brunson 3s, with the caveat that I was also leaning national TV Julius game, Julius Randle against the Hawks. And what I got was a big goose egg and one of the better nights ever from Julius Randle. Someone put it in the chat that apparently this was the first ever 30 plus point, 15 plus rebound, 5 plus assist, 5 plus made 3, 0 turnover game.
In NBA history?
Yes.
Oh, that's possible.
That's Julius Randle making history tonight. By the way, Busy has another question.
Okay, and then we got some Obi Toppin news. P.S. I want to join the Patreon. I want to know which tier I have to sign up for to debate you on why this team is 100% Tibbs' fault. Have a good night. Yeah,
that would be the Monroe tier because we had to do a town hall.
Oh yeah, the town hall. Right?
Everybody yells at John during the town hall. So
oddly enough, that really doesn't happen even anymore.
Been a minute. Shout out to Frank from Patreon. I know the conversation's coming. Don't worry. But if you want Busy, the Monroe tier lets you join us. We get together for like 2 hours once a month.
Can I put on the hat?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. And to all our Ewing tier patrons, look at that.
Hold on.
This is our monthly giveaway to all of our Ewing tier patrons. The first ever KFS hat.
Yes, officially. How's it look? Do it look okay?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like myself especially with the headphones.
Yeah. Rarely do we see you in hats.
What?
Rarely do we see you in hats.
No, so. I know. I'll put it on before I end the show. So Obi Toppin expected to go an MRI in his right knee tomorrow.
So all of this, hour and 24 minutes into the live stream, guess who just got a rotation spot back?
He left New York's victory with what the Knicks described as a sore knee. I mean, MRI is... It's not good.
No.
Wouldn't that be something for Cam to get? I mean, I said it earlier. Like, if we find out that Obi's gone for a while, you know.
Cam's your backup four. Yep. And all is fine. Again, 90 minutes, a couple days arguing on Twitter. And yet here we are. Cam's back in the rotation. Hopefully he stays in the rotation.
Let's see. I mean, boy, you want to talk about something that would...
Oh, if they go to Rose?
Oh, no, they won't do that. Okay. No, I'm just talking about, like, if this team did have notions of, like, really prioritizing OB and trying to trade Randall in part to unlock, you know, whatever was going to be with Obi Toppin, and OB was out for a while, like, imagine Julius plays even better.
Huh.
In that absence. Like,
so I have to say it. If OB is out for a while and Cam isn't the option, then
I hope he's not out for a while, just to be very clear.
Then John.
Oh yeah. I had the same thought. I had the same thought.
Just throwing it out there.
Pointing to a Melo jersey for anybody who's not
pointing
watching.
To my Carmelo Anthony jersey.
She's sitting at home on his couch. Johnny Chiba, Deuce Chills, D Wins Chips, Quinn Grimes equals Real Deal, hashtag KOC. Thank you, JM. I think it's thank you, JM.
Yeah, TYJM.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Johnny. Good to hear from you. Requiem Gaming, back-to-back wins against the third and fourth seeds in the East. Enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. It was a fun one. I like this.
That was a good... And after playing a couple of close games against the Bucks and the Memphis Grizzlies, and, you know, we'll see.
Team played really good. Like, yeah. It's awesome. ARA Rawad, thank you for the contribution. Who's better, Cam with the ball in his hands and RJ... current role. Oh, Cam with the ball in his hands in RJ's current role, or RJ. God. I mean, a night like tonight, RJ looked like just about the worst player in the
league. I'll go on. You want me to go on record so people don't yell at you?
Sure.
Cam. The way RJ's played this year, Cam. It's absolutely Cam. The situation is that Cam is extension eligible. His contract is not important to the team. RJ just got an extension. Therefore, they are going to have a longer runway with him. It's unfortunate. The way Cam was playing, I would give him RJ minutes. I would give him plenty of RJ's minutes. It's not happening, unfortunately. I say that with as much empathy in my heart. Okay?
I'm so fascinated to see what they do with the Obi thing. ARA Rawad with one more. My goodness. Just an observation. Tibbs is a great coach, but not for this phase. Tibbs is a coach that can get you a championship, but not a coach who will develop talent. What we need is a coach who will increase the player's value to trade for a star. I mean, we talked about a lot this summer. I think there's a lot of people out there who think that more minutes equals more value, and, you know, that would have changed the Mitchell sweepstakes. I'm less on that train. I think he's done some really nice development things here. I think players have developed. I think Quentin Grimes is a lot better. I think Quickley's gotten a lot better. I think Obi's gotten better, although he's been in a slump and now he's hurt, apparently. That's development. I don't know. Yeah.
What I would add to that is, over however long this next 9-man rotation exists, everybody in the rotation is under 29 years old. So they are... You could call them kids. You could call them, like, men that haven't entered the prime of their career. This is a low-key youth movement. So hopefully you get to see the development while they're trying to win games.
Hopefully. ARA Rawad with one more. Being objective, RJ should be on the bench. If not... So it basically says something about his stupid contract, and it's not a Cam Hive. The guy isn't motivated because he knows no matter what, he will be benched when RJ can do whatever. Oh, I get what you're saying. So like, Cam is lacking in motivation because he knows that like nothing is ever going to get him ahead of RJ with this team. I mean, I don't know. I could see that being a part of it. I just think he is definitely disheartened because of like how things went down, and that's fair. That's legit. It's definitely legit. Mangu Man, is RJ even a top 20, even top 20 for guys his age or younger?
No, no, not right now.
No, 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 no.
No, not right now. He isn't. No,
is this even close?
I'd have to sit down, like do the list. I don't want to say something egregious. I wonder how close to 40 we get.
Are we talking assets? Or are we talking like players right now?
How they're playing right now. RJ's been horrifically inefficient on very much of a lot of usage and has been terrible on defense this year. I think he'll get better. Like the caveat, I don't think this is who he is, but he's been really bad this year.
Yeah, he's like it's tough because like the way he's played this year, you're gonna get like, you know, people like who put Caruso ahead of him on like their
Seth Portnoy.
Seth Portnoy, like yeah. You know, you but
part
like
now, part now.
Part now. Portnoy. Portnoy. Different yeah. person. Like you're gonna get people who are like there are efficient role players who are clearly helping their teams more than RJ Barrett. And those people are not wrong because there are efficient role players who are helping their teams more than RJ Barrett. The thing with RJ was always like what's coming down the line. And like, as he develops his game, like that's why you deal with the bumps along the way. I don't know. Anyway, also we've had crazy luck with opposing team injuries. Would like to get at least one convincing win. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Cleveland?
No, Allen.
Oh, okay. I mean, third missed, best player.
They missed everything. I think the Cleveland win was pretty good.
Utah had everybody and they just beat Golden State without Curry. That's the other thing. Everybody's Utah missing did have somebody.
Everybody.
Like everybody's missing somebody right now. You know, all the Laker games without LeBron, do they not count? Do all the Embiid games, do all the Sixers wins without Embiid not count? We're not the only team getting that kind of look.
And again, as the comment before said, like teams across the league are without star players and winning games, you know? So
look no further than the Detroit Pistons, who have been putting up a fight against so many of the quote unquote good teams in this league, and the Knicks take a minor woodshed every time.
So yes, they do. Leo Weiner or Weiner, I'm not sure. Great seeing my friend and former teammate Kevin Danishevsky yesterday for the first time in years. There's only one KD that matters. Go Knicks. Oh, that's cool.
Hey. Shout out friendship. There you go. Shout out.
That's great. Thanks, three more. Leo. Okay. We'll finish strong here. ARA Rawad, thank you again. Cam reminds me of the Toronto version of T-Mac. He needs to be option one or two to explode. I would just refer you to, again, the wonderful film work that our own Benji Ritholtz did a week or so ago, in which he went through a whole lot of plays in which Cam was like trying to create and taking a bunch of dribbles, and then some plays where he was trying to do less. I think Cam Reddish less is more. I'm not sure I'm on the Cam Reddish is the next T-Mac train right now.
Well, it's because you're on the Paul. He's the next Paul George train instead, right?
Oh, yes. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I respectfully disagree, Ari Wawad, but thank you for the contribution. We greatly appreciate all of your contributions tonight.
I disagree.
All of your contributions when you're here. Love the family that we've created here at KFS. All takes. Wild
thanks or welcome.
Thank reasonable you. Are welcome.
Busy with another one. Randall signing autographs for Dolan after checking out. Did he really do that? Is that what they were doing? I saw him over there talking to him. I don't see him getting traded anytime soon. Yeah.
No point now if Obi's hurt.
Well.
That might change things.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And. Well.
Last one.
Pluckster. Mitch with zero fouls makes me happy. Hashtag development. I don't know. Is that a good thing? Yeah, I guess it's good.
So I want to make sure we cover all bases here before we get out of here. Ari Rawad, if that was a troll, then well done. The issue with why I took it seriously is I've heard the take of he's the next.
I don't think
T-Mac.
That was a troll.
Well, so the chat is saying that was clearly a troll. And so
I don't think so.
I'm making sure if it was a troll, then well done. You got us. If it wasn't, I respectfully disagree.
I'm convinced that some of these like accounts on Twitter, like I'm not going to say any of them, but like these accounts that like prop up certain players and like put up stats and whatnot. I'm convinced Muse. Some of what?
Like Blank Muse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm convinced some of those are in on the bit, but then I'm like, I'm not sure.
Listen, I enjoy a good stat when someone has it, you know. Hold on. Error wise clarifying.
Here we go. Let's go.
Oh, apparently we missed the super chat too. I'll go find it. Okay. But this is
I'm serious. Yeah, I mean like
and I respectfully disagree, Error Wad.
Look. Cam has some nice tools. He's tried to create this year a lot. It has gone bad almost every time to the point where the eye test says he lacks confidence. Okay, so you're saying give him a much higher usage rate and like much more minutes, and like suddenly these plays where he's like dribbling off his feet and like falling down on his way to the basket and putting up shots that have no shot of going in are suddenly going to be like, again, I would just lean on the league tells you what you have. And if anybody out there in the NBA thought that the Knicks were sitting on the next Tracy McGrady, I'm pretty sure they would pay what the Knicks are currently asking for Cam Reddish because it's not a lot. we'll see.
We have a take from the philosopher.
The philosopher's take. Great. Mac, a thought. The negative association people have with tanking is ridiculous. Playing, evaluating, and developing young players may result in a tank, but does not always mean you are tanking. I completely agree. We need to reevaluate how we talk about quote unquote tanking. Because you can win 24 games in a season and have it feel absolutely atrocious and awful. And you could win 24 games in a season and have it feel like, hey, we're really onto something here. You know, there are good things happening here. I think the reason why it has a negative association is because there is a thought that it is very tough to develop good habits amidst losing. I think that's why it gets a bad rap. And I think maybe there is some truth to that, but I don't know. I think it makes a big difference when you have that star there, and especially when that star is in their first year, maybe their second year, but usually their first year, when it's like, all right, we got the guy. We're going to let the guy figure it out. We're going to let the guy go through his lumps. You know? That's all I could say about that. Sam Garcia's dad. What's going on? Sam Garcia's dad missed most of the game. Is the recap that Julius Randle and Grimes were the most responsible for the win? Absolutely. They were awesome. Anyone else worth mentioning? Defense was good across the board. Deuce played some really nice defense. And who else is worth mentioning? The Hawks for stinking. They were bad. You're mute.
Damn, that was a good joke too. Cam what? Didn't allow a single point. Sam Garcia's dad.
Jesus Christ. That's unfortunate. Thank you, everybody. Cam Hive, non-Cam Hive, anywhere in between. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back with the one and only Fred Katz for Friday's pod. Very excited for that. Going to ask him some I'm going to ask him the hard-hitting questions about his piece today, about the Quickly trade rumor. I was amazed we didn't get more stuff about Quickly tonight.
I think people got it out during the day. And there may be a hint of ignorance is bliss. Like, he's still here. We're not acknowledging that report. You know? Like, Robert Cross today, as much as it might have been a bit, like, he doesn't want to talk about it.
I get it.
Fact that they might trade Emmanuel Quickly.
I think,
you know?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, over the last, all the years I've been doing this, has there ever been a bigger... early on last season with Tibbs, it was pretty big. I was going to say a bigger disconnect between me and a seemingly large segment of the fan base than
John.
Than
with the nothing Cam is thing. Bigger than last year.
Than the Tibbs thing.
Nothing is bigger than that.
Cam thing's close though, but I don't think I'm in the minority.
You're not in the minority. That is the minority is quite literally becoming loud. It's not it's the silent majority, but the vocal minority.
Got it.
Making it sound like everybody wants Cam. You know. Yeah. And look, I acknowledge I wanted to see more of Cam. I also acknowledge this team is 26 in defense, and that effort against Dallas was not what you want if you want to stay in the rotation. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. There's some. I mean, I said it after the last game, and I'll say it again now. It's like the fact that there is nothing in me being like, man, they could really be missing an opportunity here. Like, there's nothing sticking in my craw about this. Like, I don't know, maybe my instincts are shit. They probably are. But like the fact that that isn't there, where it is there with the notion of trading Quickly, very much so. So yeah, I think that it says something to me, but we'll see. Okay.
One more time.
Oh yeah. Download the WinBet app. How can we forget? Thanks to our friends at WinBet for sponsoring this postgame. Visit www.winbet.com to start winning. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. Download, bet, win. See you for the
Cat spot. One more thing. Speaking of Fred Katz, did you read this quote from him about if Obi misses time?
I didn't see it.
I got it. Tom Thibodeau said if Obi Toppin misses time because of the knee, using RJ Barrett at the four more, which the Knicks did some last year, is one possibility.
Whew. I mean, we've been talking about since RJ was drafted that they should consider using him at the four. I think the bigger question there was would they go to an 8-man rotation?
An 8-man rotation. Well, you get to see a ton of minutes for the kids. Tell you that much.
I mean, considering how many minutes he plays as starters, it's not insane.
Yeah, not insane at all.
And considering how many he plays RJ, how many minutes he plays RJ.
We said it during the Patreon, during the playback, the way RJ's played this year might actually be a four. You know, might actually be better for him to play minutes at the four and guard other fours. And there is how you split up RJ and Randall.
Yeah, but if Obi's out, you know, Randall's playing 40 a game.
All right. If he wants to play it, he can play it.
Man, this is going to get wild.
Playoff minutes.
Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. We'll catch you soon. Peace out.